Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
Morena Penny.
Morena, how are you?
Oh, good, how are
so
you?
So good.
I'm good, thanks.
Awesome. Yep. Coming off the back of Beast Wars, I believe, this weekend.
Yes.
Oh, that's insane.
Such a great show. It was so packed and so hot.
Yeah, oh, I bet. Good. That's how it should be, hot and sweaty.
Yeah, maybe not my cup of tea. I don't know about the sweaty, but, you know, lots of dude energy.
Oh, the sweat mags are great.
Yeah.
We've got something exciting to chat about today. Self-assembly. It's sort of like clothes, but Lego almost.
Fashion Lego.
Yeah, it's kind of something I just kind of stumbled across. It's the creation of a guy called Matti Limatainen. He's Finnish, and he's created this label called Self-Assembly, and it's kind of in response to a lack of transparency and sustainability in the fashion industry. And he's created a range of garments that wearers assemble themselves. So there's no sewing machine required. The clothing is delivered in kits with the instructions to show the wearer the assembly process, and it tells you how many hours it's going to take you. So there's a really cool parka, and that takes like 25 hours, which is kind of crazy, because I imagine that if you're a sewer and you get all the patterns, that's probably the same amount of time, or maybe you're a bit quicker. And how it works is all the pieces have, you know, one side has little holes in it like a hole punch, and then the other side it has these little tags, and you pull the tags through the holes and they all kind of interlock and it doesn't seem to fall apart.
Amazing. It does seem like, yeah, because from what I gathered from the video, there's different pieces that can sort of transform in lots of different ways and have like detachable hoods, and you can sort of wear one garment a lot of different ways and take certain parts off and then put other parts on. And so it seems like quite a cool way to get lots of wear out of just one piece.
Yeah, like you say, and like he does things like creates a mesh piece that you could like put in your sweatshirt. You might want to have a mesh part of your arm or something like that, or like you say, you know, you might have a sweatshirt and then you want to change it to a hoodie so you can put the hoodie on. And what's kind of interesting is that he's doing this design process at Aalto University, so he's kind of following design foundations like levels of scale, alternating repetition, positive space, that sort of thing, because he wants to be able to create a vending machine where you order what you want on a keypad and the machine laser cuts the shapes out.
Wow. That's so cool.
So that's where kind of like the idea of it becoming as big as Lego, that's kind of what he's aiming for, because it's like clothing construction blocks essentially.
I guess also there's a lot, like, aside from the sustainability aspect of it, there's a lot in terms of like accessibility as well, because not everyone learns how to sew.
Yeah, totally. And he even has shoes, which are pretty amazing.
Whoa. Oh, man.
Yeah, and I imagine that because there's still things like zippers and laces and drawstring and stuff like that. So I imagine they come as an assembled part already. And then you kind of, then put them together. But I can't see where you can purchase this yet. I think it's still just an idea.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, it'd be good to see if it comes to the market. I mean, as a failed sewer myself, I've attempted
it's
many
hard work.
Times.
Sewing's really hard.
Well,
yeah,
I'm just not precise enough, I think.
Yeah, I'm a bit too ripshit and bust for all of the like patterns and everything.
I think you have to have a lot of patience, and that's not something I possess, unfortunately. So I'm not good at sewing either.
Yeah, it's not my virtue.
Yeah, but these clothes kind of look really dystopian as well, because I think, like, you know, the little latches or the little tags that come through the holes kind of give it this kind of like raw, deconstructed look.
Yeah, they look kind of like, it makes almost like a fringe, which I think is great.
Yeah. So it's probably good for cowboys and things out there.
Yeah, I feel the cowboys would be into this. Oh, gosh, wouldn't it be – would you appreciate having a fashion vending machine that you could go to?
I think so, because, like, don't you ever think about, oh, if only I could like have a dress like this or something like this. And you have an idea in your head of how you design it, but you've got no idea how it could be made.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah. I think it could be quite cool if you could put your own kind of design in there and then the machine figures out what the pattern is and how you can construct it and just pops out the instructions as well, you know?
Yeah, it's really interesting. There's sort of always there's so much conversation at the moment around like automation and an increase in machinery involved in the way that we do things. And I can't help but be a little bit cynical and wonder if like if we had these vending machines, would we lose the sort of social element of fashion a little bit? But then there's so much innovation and like there's such a cool side to it that it's like would be cool to see them become more integrated into how we do clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you'd still need people that can sew and things like that because you'd still need to be able to make the components, like I said, like zips and, you know, because they'd have to be sewn in. Yeah, so, 100%. Yeah, so hopefully it's not like AI taking a job away or something like that.
So fascinating, though, and just cool to see fashion designers be so sort of innovative in terms of, new solutions to sustainability in fashion.
Yeah, I reckon too. It's like really refreshing to see this new way because often you just think it's kind of, oh, it's just clothes. It's just going to keep, you know, there might be some new designs or whatever or new silhouettes, but this is cool how it's a new way of making.
Yeah. For sure. Oh, wow. So cool. I can't wait to see what happens with self-assembly and whether it makes its way to the market soon.
Yeah, we might see it in a vending machine in Europe someday.
Wow.
Very cool. Thank you so much, Penny. It's been lovely to talk to you. And we'll chat to you next week.
Have a good day.
Ka kite.
Cool. Bye.
That was Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.